Coming up on this week's show. And at least a few cops. Out of uniform, of course. Nothing against them picking up a little work when they're off duty, you know? Doing a little, bouncer work, as it were. Of course, I hear Sabini pays real well for that. This is the worst actual play podcast ever.
You can say that again.
Wherein our host tries to play a variety of different role-playing games entirely on his own.
Tries and fails, don't you mean?
And now, here's your host, Scormy.
What the heck?
This month, we'll be playing Spirit of 77 from Monkey Fun Studios. And for our Oracle, we'll be using the Game Master's Apprentice base deck from Larcenous Designs. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Scormy. Let's get right into it, shall we? So I step through the door into Jiggles Gentleman's Club, and it's basically everything I expected. Dark, seedy, smoky, and chock full of scum. Yeah, you got your usual lowlifes, but you also got some local mobbed-up union types. You got some, impromptu muscle probably from the docks. And at least a few cops. Out of uniform, of course. Nothing against them picking up a little work when they're off duty, you know? Doing a little, bouncer work, as it were. Of course, I hear Sabini pays real well for that. I've been here before. Not often, mind you. The, talent isn't all that talented, if you know what I mean, but the usual clientele doesn't come here for the, girls. Oh, sure. They can be all right to look at, but these guys come here to do work. They're here discussing plans. They're here hanging out and waiting for whatever Sabini or his henchmen order them to do. And in a few minor cases, you'll have one or two guys that just happen to be here killing a little time before they actually have to start their shift. Or they just got off shift and they just can't deal with the thought of going home yet. But looking around the room, do I happen to see any alleged innocence like that anywhere? No, just the usual scum. So, how do they react to my walking in the room? I'm going to say I notice a bunch of people. Some cops, some enforcers, one or two faces I don't recognize. Noticeably, look my way. Half of them stand up. Let's roll for how many that is. Six. Six guys stand up, trying to look casual, but it's clear to me that they're intent upon violence. Is there a bouncer here at the inside of the door? Let's find out. No. That must have been the mook that was standing outside. Like I said, he's a little short on his normal thugs right now. They're all in the freaking hospital. Shouldn't have been impolite and come down to Jesse's like that. You can listen to previous shows this month for further details. Anyway, maybe a cigarette girl? Yeah. Let's draw for a name. Oh. She's got a name tag that says Jasmine. Somehow I think she got that name the same way that Scarlet did, but not that I'll make any accusations, of course. Jasmine. Okay. So, Jiggles. Sorry. So, Jasmine, how's Trix?
Oh, you know, just, selling cigs to scumbags.
You know, one of these days, someone's gonna pop you in that mouth for saying something like that around here.
I'd like to see him try.
I'd like to see that, too.
So, you here to see him? Finally?
I guess word's gotten around, huh?
Yeah, well, you haven't been paying attention to his invitations.
So I'm told, so I'm told. You know, if he weren't so impolite about it.
The boss is always the boss. You know how he is.
Yeah, I do. You really ought to get out of this place.
You know how it is. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to run. Once he's got his hooks in. And hey, at least I'm not up on the... I'm not having to dance up there.
True that. Or worse. She shudders.
Exactly.
So I won't keep you, but, is he in his office?
Yeah, but maybe I should just, you know, run along and so... Let's not turn it into Jesse's again, shall we?
Taking all the fun out of my afternoon there, Jasmine. She smiles and scoots ahead.
Is she able to... Well, is she intercepted by the thugs who stood?
No, but I think she'll scoot up to a table where one of his lieutenants is sitting with some other gentleman. And she'll whisper in his ear. And he'll say something to one of the guys and they'll rush over and tell the other dudes to sit down and be cool, man. And he'll wait. And eventually that lieutenant, let's draw for a name, Martin. Okay. Martin will gesture like in a wave me over motion and then I'll head his way. And I think I'm going to take a path that's, you know, kind of weaves through the tables, but takes me past the biggest of those six guys that stood. I want to make sure that I'm still directly going towards the lieutenant and the office. I know where it is, but I want him to know that, you know, I noticed. And I think I'm going to kind of, when I get past him, I'll just kind of lean down towards him a little bit and at his ear go, "You lucked out today, sonny." And I'll just keep on walking.
Is he, going to get indignant? No. Is he out of town muscle? Yes. So he is a highly disciplined enforcer. He knows when I'm trying to push a button. Testing him to see how he reacts. So I'll come over to a close enough distance where I can speak, but also a respectful distance. Hands out and casual. They can see I got no weapons on me. At least in my hands. "Martin, how's it going?"
"I've had better days. Hospital bills are rising, Stan. You know how it is."
"I think she should look into some of that newfangled insurance I hear is going around. Might make a good benefit for your staff and might actually be an incentive for you to get a higher quality workers. Guys who maybe wouldn't be so impolite. You know, customer service is so important nowadays."
"Yes, of course it is. Of course. So, our Jasmine tells me that you finally decided to take our invitation."
"Well, you know what they say. How could I refuse?"
"Yes.
So, I guess that's, really no reason to keep you. You know the way.
Just like that? Don't want me to be introduced or anything like that?
Oh, Stan. You know damn well he knew you were here the moment you pulled into the parking lot. No, no. He's waiting for you. Let's not keep him waiting any longer, shall we? Oh, and would you like anything while you're in there?
Nah, I just had lunch, but, thanks anyway.
Is, Jasmine nearby? Between me and the office door. Yes. I'll kind of approach her along the way, deliberately taking a little bit longer. I'm not going to go directly to his office. And I'll, drop down 50 cents and, give me a pack of Marlboros.
Stan, you don't smoke.
No, but I'm making a point. Also, I'll lean in. You might want to go restock your tray for a little bit. And she'll just kind of nod and nod over towards Martin as well, and then step towards the back quickly. And I'll just look at Martin and shake the cigarettes at him. It's kind of, does he look angry?
Yes. Yes, he seems a little bit annoyed.
And then I'll head over to the door, and
I take it there will be enforcers outside the door?
Yes, of course there are.
I'll just wait for one of them to open the door for me.
And, ooh, do I recognize either of them?
Yes, that's an emphatic yes. I think it's one of the guys that got sent to the hospital. Probably the least injured of them. Ooh, it was the guy who got thrown through the window. Yes! His face is all cut up. But he ran and came straight back to the office. He came back to Jiggles rather than go to the hospital. So he's got, you know, he's all like, you know, taped up and stuff with band-aids and whatnot all over his face. Bruises appearing at his cheeks and whatnot. His jaw's a little scratched up. And
I'm guessing he doesn't seem too thrilled with me.
No, he is not. But he's also a very smart man. So he will just knock briefly on the door and open it and lean in. He's like,
hey, boss. He's here to see you. You ready?
Now I hear some muffled voice that I can't recognize. I can't understand. And he'll step in further and open the door and step out of the way for me to come in. Now, I'm guessing this is a, not a super large office. It's sizable, but it's not really, really lavishly appointed. It's got a solid oak desk. It's got a desk lamp. There's, like file folders and whatnot on the, you know, on the desk to one side. He's got coasters on the desk. In a coaster cubby, and he's got a highball drink sitting on a coaster in front of him. And, oh, first of all, is this Sabini, you know, Alonzo himself? Yes, okay. Is anyone else in here? Yes. Family? No. So I'm guessing it's another lieutenant then? No. Ooh, out of towner? Yes, okay. Let's roll for how many? Two. Okay. So two gentlemen that are sitting here looking relatively stone-faced, right? Very nice suits. Way better than Sabini's normal guys. So clearly they're, you know, from the East Coast. And I'll hear the door close behind me. Let's kind of glance and look over and see if that beat down enforcer stays in the room or if he stays outside. No, he went back out. Good.
So he and his partner will be outside the door, I have to assume. And it's me with Alonzo and these two other gentlemen that are sitting in the two other chairs in the room. Do either of them rise? No. Huh. Okay.
Mr. Sabini.
Oh! Stan! So nice to finally see you in person again. I keep asking for you to come and visit me, but...
Yeah, enough of this song and dance, sir. What is it you need?
Now see, gentlemen, even my enemies are polite to me. So, your worries about this district are completely unfounded.
I think one of the two men sitting down is like,
We'll see. So, how rude of me, Stan. I just don't happen to have an open chair for you. You don't mind standing, do you?
Well, it's either that or sit on the floor.
They all laugh. Yes. So, it's been a long day, Mr. Sabini. I've beat up enough of your men today. I would really prefer that we handle this so that I can go home. And I'm going to thank the other guy from the East Coast is like, he assumes he's leaving. I don't know. Maybe you should ask your co-workers. I'm thinking they're a little late in getting back from the pet store, aren't they? Did they forget to bring you your mice for lunch? So, did he like being called a snake? No, he just smiles at me, a gold tooth catching the light. I'm thinking he's probably got, they both have dark hair, but he's got more brown hair. He's on my left and wearing a gray suit, whereas the other gentleman is wearing black hair, black suit, or very, very dark, you know, dark gray suit, pinstriped. You can obviously see the bulges for their shoulder-holstered pistols. Sabini doesn't carry. Sabini doesn't need to. He knows damn well he is absolutely safe. No one would dare raise a hand to him here. There's close to 100 people, all of them, or the vast majority of them anyway, willing to fight and die if necessary for him. If I raised a hand to him, or if these two men from the East Coast did, assuming they haven't all been paid off, you wouldn't walk out of here alive. Probably wouldn't even make it through the door alive. But it's a good thing I'm not here to beat up Sabini. I'm here for one simple reason, Alonzo. May I call you Alonzo? Well, you've been very polite today, so sure, Stan. I honestly don't care what it is you want from me. You're dancing around something, which tells me you want me to do something for you that you know I'm not going to do. You've offered me work enough times that you know I won't work for the other side, let's say. You know, let's keep it polite for in front of your company. So, I'm here because you broke the rules. I don't care if you want to come around and talk to me. You want to send enforcers. You want to do whatever like that. That's fine. But after so many years here and the history we have, you should know by now, of all the places you go, you don't go to Jessie's Bar and Grill. Ever. She's been through enough. You know it. I know it. You owe her. And the simple fact that I haven't taken that out on you, whether you send your whole army against me or not, the fact that I haven't gotten that debt repaid yet means you live by that rule. Don't fuck with Jesse or her place of business. I'll look at the two guys from the East Coast. Capiche? Reaction? Is it good? No. I think the whole comment about inferring that Alonzo owes Jesse and that a debt, he flushed at that. What that debt is? Don't know. We'll figure it out when we get along there. Anyway, do the East Coasters intercede? I think they noticed. And the gentleman in the gray with the brown hair and the gray suit to my left, he'll just casually stand. I'm thinking he's about 6'5", a little taller than me. Probably about 400 pounds. Built like a lineman. He is a wall of muscle. I hear they call you Disco Cop. Sure, some people do. I don't think you've earned the right to do so, though. And he'll just clench his fists. I can hear the knuckles pop as he does. Alonzo will slam his fist on the desk hard enough that it makes his glass jingle. The ice cubes shake in the glass, and it kind of hopped a little bit on its coaster. I don't think any spilled, though. Enough, Alonzo will say. I never take my eyes off of the guy in the gray suit. Does he react? Yes. He will nod deferentially towards the man in the black suit seated across from him, and then nod at Alonzo and, "My apologies, sir." And he'll sit back down. Now that we've established that, "Established," the man in the black suit will say. "Certainly. You see, I've been noticing a few things lately. In the last few hours, I've had a dozen of Sabini's men go where they absolutely should never go again, and they all paid the price for it. I expect the hospital bills won't be too steep for you, though. And then I've been, well, one of your other employees of some sort tried to trick me into helping you. You should know better than that, too. I may be a sucker for a pretty face and a sob story, but you need to find someone who lies a little bit better than Scarlet. I'm guessing she's not your by-blow." Does Alonzo react to that? "Yes. No, of course she is. Too bad she didn't learn her mom's old tricks. Maybe I should help her learn that a little bit. Put her through a little bit of a special training. What? Working the pole or walking the streets? Does it really matter? No. What? I thought that you would be a softy and you'd feel sorry for her." "Oh, I do. I mean, she's half yours. But here's the problem with that. She's still a liar. And she did say family means everything to you. I know that isn't true. You know that isn't true. She probably wishes it did. So I would think if you had decency in you, you just leave her and Pops alone. They've done you no harm, and she did try. Isn't that enough?" I suppose it could be enough," Alonzo says. "We'll see. Depends on how my mood is." "You keep threatening her, like it's gonna matter to me. This is a big city. Really big city. People die all the time.
especially to scum like you.
Oh, what happened to being polite?
Masks off, Alonso. You know better than that. You know who I am. You know what I do. I was polite for your company. But it seems fairly clear to me that you haven't lived up to the muster of the, our esteemed gentleman here from the East Coast. I expect they, have found you, your, leadership to be wanting. Maybe they're looking to replace you? So you're trying to show them that you've got sway, you've got power. Anybody can bribe a cop. Anybody can bribe a politician. And anybody can off an enemy. The whole cement shoes trick and all that. Chucking them into Lake Michigan. Anybody can do that. That's easy. But getting your known enemy, someone who's sworn never to help a scumbag criminal like you, to actually do work for you? Now that might save your job. Let's see. Is that... Well, that's a failure, so I can't read him. I don't know if he reacted to that or not. But I did fail. Ooh, I failed. Let's mark that experience. Yay! So, really, I shouldn't even be talking to you, Alonzo. I should be talking to this pinstriped little weasel. Or do you have an actual name, Pinstripe Weasel? Oh! The dude in the gray suit just hopped out of his chair so hard it skids back away from him and into the far wall, slamming against it. It wasn't on wheels. He's not just standing there. He's got his hand in his jacket ready to draw a gun. I'm still looking at the pinstripe weasel. Reaction?
I expect you were a good detective when you were still on the force.
Mirrodin? Oh. I think I need to make a check for keep my cool. It's a plus soul, so that's an 8. I will actually flinch when he uses my real name. Yes, my first name is Mirrodin. Mirrodin Sebastian Wieland. No one calls me Mirrodin. But I'll flinch and he's like,
why, of course we know all about you. You don't think we do our homework on the East Coast? But you are quite wrong. Quite wrong. About our friend, Mr. Sabini here. He's not being appraised. No, of course not. We have a excellent working business relationship. Do we not?
And he'll smile, and Alonzo will smile and nod back. Take up his glass and kind of a half salute to Pinstripe.
So, you really don't get it, do you?
Apparently I don't. Why don't you elucidate the situation? Let's draw.
Sabini has done excellent work with us, and for us, keeping an eye on this sector, running the businesses, and we've all profited quite well, for the most part. But there is one tiny problem. You.
Just remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can't always play with yourself. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
There's no chance that happened, honey.
Please leave us a good review over on the podcasting service where you downloaded this show.
You want them to lie?
And don't forget to return again next week for more rousing adventures with your host, Scormy.
How about no?